아니 굉장히 뭐 이제 계량소 디스 갈래 중앙 그래 아니 갈래 중앙이 뭐 이나다 지 조직력이 계량소다 디 갈래 잡아 뒤리 아니 지 손남자 초 죽지 못사 두 그래 아니 군제 갈래 쓰나다 나름 죽기래야 아니 지 갈아버리다 버티던 텐데 땅에 텐데 무서운 말에 아니 지 안에 지 시야시도 없이 다 지 내지네 개초야 말에 아니 지네 가르쳐 그랬다 지 칩식이 된다 지냐 지 초소네 70만 불리네 근데 이게 지 초소야 말에 땅 안에서 가르쳐도 초소야 그래서 난 들어야 다 지 냄새 좀 근데 지 강아야 갈래 깨물리기 아니 체대기 대답 제당 치마나 기부 용해기 아니 근데 이게 체도 안에서 지 최신의 제도 초아인 분들 아니 계란소 손님 초배하고 싸우래 정교도 뒤에 뭐 힘들다 지금 냄새 쪼고 지금 땅은 강라 저랑소 용토가 되게 이 가래 깨버리 가래 깨버린 분들 이 계란소가 경라요 말했어 나이
So here, whether this is part of the outline for the class or not, it's raining a lot tonight. It's really wet out. And so for you all to get here, it took a lot of effort. We have to sort of, it's a lot of trouble to, especially when the weather is bad, to get out of our house. And so this is really an opportunity we should recognize for accumulating a great deal of merit. We haven't gotten together here to like have a birthday party or to do some sort of a show, like enjoy some sort of activities like that, or to plan some sort of activities for gaining wealth or something. But we've gathered here in order to really do the Dharma, in order to try to accomplish our future happiness, thinking about that kind of future happiness. And so there will be a definite benefit that comes from this. I guess I'd just like to say that there's no loss, like you didn't make this effort for nothing. There will definitely be a great merit that comes from making the effort to get out even when the weather is bad. So for tonight's class, I'll begin with a little bit of meditation or explanation on meditation and a little bit of meditation tonight on bodhicitta, this attitude of wanting to become a Buddha for the sake of all sentient beings. And then following that, we'll continue from the text.
어이면 일단 먼저 전주교수님한테 이번에 계신 분이세요. 아니 도와다 바르순도 계신 분이세요. 순교래. 난 이제 이번에 이제 들은 게 전주교수님 공 공해지. 다 전주교수님 공을 제발아 당국 닝직 성티 쓰지 매번이나 아니 전주교수님 용해하면 그렇지. 다 닝직이 쓰면 쓰게돼 근데 스키어 제발도 다 대원한 감수 마실 돌아게 시어버리. 아, 디네기 다시 냄새 고냐 같이 티스 주머리 다 데리 아니 값 봐봐 다 알아줘 무슨 불린 그때 하나 빼 다시 두개 먹으시고 이제 용식으로 와 아니 야가 반주 돌아 두개빼 먹으시 중심 뭐 인도 아니 대조기 지 아 강하고 와라 먹으시고 총사리 민 다시 동자 망고 총사였죠. 아니 아직 가시 동매바이 매나야. 아니 대사매. 아니 대사매배 강라. 아니 사야매. 사야매배 강라. 아니 괴야매. 따지 디데 강라. 아니 설류제 소소지 사지 기부지 강라야. 조사주로 침상 니안매. 내 총 십오지네지. 강아로 체니도 스테와 인벤드 아니 대소 기타 지 강아도 스테인드 아니 대소 닌제 삼베게 아니 닌제 지 당고도 삼다제
So here, bodhicitta is extremely important. At whatever point in the path, it's said to be important at the beginning, the middle, and the end. And here, wonder if we gained a little bit of like certainty, have a taste of compassion, then that's really the foundation upon which we're able to generate bodhicitta. Previously, we've discussed like generating bodhicitta through the sixfold cause and effect method, recalling or recognizing all sentient beings as having been one's mother and so forth, as well as a little bit of discussion of the equalizing and exchange of self and other. But here, we can really, looking at the kind of situation of the world today, the sort of trouble and strife that we see within the world, fighting among various countries, the kinds of terrible things that people are having to deal with. Thinking about this, we can generate a sense of compassion. Looking at the kinds of like thousands of people who have died in these conflicts throughout the world. And even for those who haven't died or been injured in some way, maybe they have lost their house, they have nowhere to stay, they have nothing to eat or nothing to clothe themselves with. Not only that, even if they have certain things, they might not have any safe place to go where they can sort of feel calm and at ease. So reflecting on the kind of sufferings that beings are enduring in the world, we can generate a sense of compassion. So here, we should think about those who are experiencing this kind of torment, these kinds of sufferings, and really feel a sense of compassion for them. And then we turn to reflecting upon, well, who is inflicting those kinds of sufferings? Who is creating that kind of harm toward another? Now, maybe some of these people are saying that they are acting in order to protect their own country or protect their own people in some way. But they're acting in ways that might betray a sort of dislike, a kind of hatred for the other. And we have those that are acting all the way from like the leader of a country to the various leaders of the army, all the way down to like those soldiers who are, say, carrying out atrocities against others. And so when we reflect upon those who are inflicting such harm on others, we should reflect that they are under the control of their own ignorance, their own delusion, and thereby are driven to act in such ways that create such kind of harm. And so we reflect both upon the kind of suffering that is experienced by those who might be the objects of this kind of hatred or aggression, as well as those that are carrying out such acts, those that are creating the suffering. And so although we right now are not among those who might be directly suffering from some kind of conflict, either under the sort of oppression of others or carrying out those kinds of acts, but by having this sort of attitude, by thinking that from now until the point of enlightenment for all sentient beings, may they be free of these sufferings, may beings not experience such sufferings, may they not carry out such sufferings on others. And so by thinking in this way, by making this kind of prayer or this aspiration that from this point until the state of enlightenment for all sentient beings, until their Buddhahood, may they be freed of such kinds of experiences as well as carrying them out. And in order to bring that about, I myself am going to become a Buddha in order to eliminate such sufferings. So in this way, meditating on compassion for those who are suffering and inflicting suffering and generating this attitude of bodhicitta, I think can be beneficial both for ourselves and our own development, but also beneficial for others.
Why am I doing that? Jawaram chigeti tola ni karsungu dosana chengchu gu sem dang tongwa ni di ni nga kasumbe nerokswe gomye terang matome siwe nerokswe gomye terang matome ta dini gomba yimba yina jaja kya tenpa ni kiwa juma dila melu yako shuktoba di ni jaja kya tenpa ta shuktu dos ta kanchu kyantu gejo dawa dang ta dinte mongbo siwa yina ni kiwa juma dila jaja kya tenpa chi 네 밀레 야고시 토바테니 아 셰토르누스 아니 다치 선배네가부터 시외네가부터 동의 땅 전주가 심지 공부하는 자제 개탄 봐 아니 밀레 토베야 돼 네 하고 두세 겨울 이제 숨고도 할 텐데 이만두 마란조에다 대난 신체 그런 전주 심 공부해야 되는 대지 강아들마 삼바타 아니 산야고 반토르차 냠베티 네 가만히 숨도 텐데 공부해
So, as His Holiness the Dalai Lama says, really other than bodhicitta and emptiness, he explains that these are the two things that he meditates on while alive, as well as at the time of death. And really, if we are able to have this kind of meditation and attitude of bodhicitta or emptiness at the time of death, then we are 100% guaranteed to gain a good human rebirth in our next life. If over the course of our life, even if we may say many prayers wishing for that kind of an outcome in the future, saying, may I be born as a human and so forth, there's no way to really say for certain if you will be born in a good rebirth in the future. But by having this kind of meditation, by thinking about bodhicitta and emptiness at the time of death, then that is guaranteed. So really, other than these two meditations during our life and at the time of death, there's nothing sort of better than that. So right now, we will take some time to think on this attitude of bodhicitta, meditate on this attitude of bodhicitta, may I become a Buddha in order to benefit all sentient beings. And we'll do this for 2 or 3 minutes.
Thank you. Nda dinama mutte ni to sate kasan sam tire shumbe semne chungye che semge zeng te bar cha so da de na katula shumbe sem chungye che da ya sem de shumbe sem yongye de la da gyoje ma bu jung ro sem ma shumye de gyoje ma bu jung re da gyoje ka yong ro se na ne cho jing ni so 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 we will try and buy the chasha vena, Nasubuya, Nasubuya, Pomintum, Sunday, Yansim Shumiachi, Ugurwa, Simply, Ani sem ya sem tu kores ya cek tang kores ni. Tadi dek kalau sem ya sem tu ya ti kar kuor sesuna. Ani tuja ek sam tang kore. Tara ni nyam tapu tadi sam tang lagi. Ma cok ini be sam tang lagi sem ma sungguh yo ini be tu. Tara ni le bagi kacau kacau tu sam tang kore. Malay sungguh jenis aku. Ani tahu mana pun debagi, mesti sudah siu kekai yang mana, siapa nama tu, siapa siu kekai yang mana, khusus tercinta tu siu mana kerugian tu. Tapi kalau tu ni kalau ni cakap yang baik na, ani cik miring orang tu yang baik na, khusus tak cik kekai meba siapa ini tercinta, cik cuti tu ya boleh marah ke, tamnya ada, tiada modal lagi meba, saya ni yang sih cawa ada, tak sih bi. Dedang, matau saya kekem mejo. Antai zul tewe ini, tama tak susun tujuh siu tu sama lagi semia sengtue. Ani ya semci kar sengtue orang sesuna. Ani tama juga tanya macam kiri musibu jangan ada rotan yang macam hindu. Tunggu orang semkiwa tang tu ke hindu tidak sempatnya. Kerana tu juga siu tu tong dia. Nama tama lom, macam itu tanya tu sama tu setang dia juga. Semua tu ada juga, tapi mampat tuan ni. Kalau je ni juga hak aku tu sana. Susu tu kaji cewek ni kapsu, namun pengen cetang je siap ni. Ah, di sini ada di sini, di sini ada di sini. Sama namun pengen cetang je, kerana tu hak aku tu yang benar. Jika semua juga tangan tu, hak aku tu namun juga tangan tu aja. Tapi di sini cuma tu sama di sini namun lewat tu, ini di sini juga tuja ke. Semje ke hamogo ge tesulo tyona ta na gyu tang tu tu semren zu chene simme tu ge ge nyong ba cha ya tesu nyinje konso chik sam tang mo to bala ani ta konso ren zu ma sen bala nyo chu su che bre ni de yin be tu ni de ma che ge ni du di na shu ta ta chi de dam de sim sim bo che bo dang dang sam le ku ju lo chong che be ge chum je le de ne nga ya ko cha sha sam ya sim tu sim de bi na ya sim ma
So here, picking up in the text, we were on the line of when discouraged thoughts arise, uplift your mind. So So here, there are many different causes and conditions or kind of reasons why we might feel discouraged. We could have this in relation to our body, like our physical health. We could feel very discouraged with respect to that, like, oh, I'm not healthy, I don't have a good body. Or we could think this in terms of like our education, like, oh, I haven't studied well, I don't have the proper kind of education. We can kind of feel discouraged or put ourselves down. We could also have this with respect to wealth, like, oh, I don't have enough resources, I just am always poor, I don't have enough of what I need. We can even feel this in relation to the Dharma. So we could think like, oh, you know, I'm not able to change my mind at all. Like, I try to work with the Dharma, but I don't improve, I don't get better in any way. So when this kind of attitude occurs, as it says here, we should uplift our mind. When we have this kind of attitude, whatever it might be in relation to, whether it is our own kind of physical body or our resources or our ability to practice the Dharma, we can see that when we feel ourselves to be really pitiable, like, oh, I have it the worst, I am in this worst kind of situation, we can look at others who really have it much worse than we do. Like, say, if our physical situation feels like one that is quite difficult, there are others who are undoubtedly suffering more in terms of their physical kind of situation. There are those who are really in terrible kinds of physical straits. So when we compare ourselves or sort of look in relation to that, we can recognize what kind of good kind of situation we have. Or if we think about like, oh, I don't have a good education, well, look at those who don't have the opportunity for any education whatsoever. They might live in really impoverished environments, like in the middle of the forest, have no access to any kind of learning whatsoever. And so if you are in that kind of, compared to that kind of situation, whatever sort of learning we have is something that we should be very grateful for. Or we could think about this in terms of like in being impoverished. Like if you think, oh, I never have as much as I want or as much as I need, we can look at those who have almost absolutely nothing, who might not be able to even find clean water, who might have to like forage for their food in the woods. We have a much better kind of situation than that. And so too, when it comes to like the Dharma and having trained our mind, we might have that kind of thought of like, oh, I've been studying for so long, but I haven't really improved at all. But we can see that we have improved over the long period of time that one is trained. We learn to deal with situations much differently. We know how to deal with kind of adverse circumstances when they arise. We can deal with those kinds of difficulties in a different way than we did before we began training. And we can see that. So when we look at the other kinds of situations we could be in, if we had not like lacked the sort of faculties or had the wrong kind of view or were crazy or something, we would not be able to develop our minds in the same kind of way. So as it says here, when we feel discouraged with respect to something, we should find a way to then look at that differently, uplift our mind, and really not feel that we are sort of the worst or pitiable.
Ta tuye tiyan, be u tsere samsamche yong chuksarwa.
주님마차. 다 천님마차 예배 예배나 다 아 말하죠. 천님마세 온두기 세대 아마 아마 그때 말 그때 시에는 제로 빵밀로 오래 네 즉 세대로 아 요즘 뭐 쉬어요 봐. 네 잠깐 매워 잡으시. 네 감상진이 제로 개지차래. 네 감상진의 마시한데 다 단대 주주들은 제로 잡아. 네 제로 잡아 그때 아니 천님에 나오래. 다 단대 주주들 제로 님만의 니 천님만 라과대 주주래. 다 제로 님마 라과 주주 레바 레데 임바이나 디나와네 나초 다치기 로 아 숨주 십주 납주 조주 든주 통데 시야 데토여디 네 책이 차는 바나 세레 부시오리 데 망부 시오시 가라서는 보고 충중 강나 코베 남나 로 충중 강나 드미치 어디데 세 망부 시오 조데 고로와 데데게 남나베 아니 송테오 송요 말에 따탄다 만조 캄바디 데치가 나무토 시대 두야데 생님을 데데 임바이나야 저르 시대 두야데 중어리 아니 지 강아 망고송 데사가 데서 미전 데주 나라 데데 데바이나 톱자 고기야라 방담 데데 케어리 나 현재 시대 이 세야 케메도 조야리 도 남사 보고 중중으로 시제요 말해 사면도 코 겜바레 अने डोरे मरे ता डेशिया से तेंदे लापसा मिंडो अने थोप्जा वोप्जा ना तेंदे सु के यों दुगे तुम्हाई में चीजे तेंदे चुंगो रे तेजो नाना मरो लुंग मियो यों दु अने चिंग मार तो ना यंबे ना रेते यंबे ना अंसु ओजरे शा सम सम सोशल में ना सम दा ओजरे दो सम चे ता समझे निमा से ओरे ता समझे निमा से दुगे अने सिबे दुगा ता समझे निमा ती न्यूमॉन शेष्य बैठें के ता न्यूमॉन शेष्य से उन जो के मिच के मटी बने सो ती जो चुना लम्सांग दोजा किए लम्सांग यान कोंग किए यान मना चातो किए यान जैसे अनेक चीज यू यू चांसों तिदे क्या क्या किए लम्सांग लम्सांग किए क्या चोप्सो चोप्सो योंगो इंदु वो तो सो ना ता आ शुक्चिंबो योंग इंदु अनि आराम से ये बयान है आज ता ची तंदर तेज़ोल तेज़ बयान बयान है दूसरा है शेवांग सुंदर यो मरे शेतांग कुछ कहाँ सुंदर यो मरे दिल्ली चातो ए तेज़ समझ के यो मरे समसमन आजा चला चंबु यंसी बरे मुने रे रवां आता ओसे ये समान आजा चला चंबु यंसी बरे तेज़ समझ को ए शेत चंबु के यो मरे मैं वहीं बैठू This is your tongue, do go
So, on the other hand, we can think about this in terms of like the kind of degenerate times that we are in. So it's said that we are really in the worst of times, in the sense that there are these various kinds of degenerations, one could say, in terms of the time, in terms of the lifespan, the beings, the afflictions, and so forth. So here, in terms of it being a degenerate time, it's said that there is a lot more fighting, just based upon this sense of like us and them. There is fighting between various types of peoples and countries and so forth, and this just increases more and more. So for us, we can reflect upon the fact that although it is like a degenerate time, and there is that increased kind of fighting and strife between various nations and so forth, even though that is the case, we are relatively fortunate in the sense that we are not in the midst of such strife ourselves. We have the ability to live a relatively calm life, even though in a general sense we are in this kind of degenerate time. And so here, again, in terms of the degenerations, the various degenerations, there is a degeneration in our lifespan. It's said that previously we used to have like really immeasurably long lives. We couldn't even sort of calculate or count the length of those lives. but slowly, slowly, our lives get shorter and shorter. Right now, we're maybe around like a 100-year lifespan, but it's said that life will continue to get shorter and shorter, such that to live to like 30, 40, 50, 60 years, that is kind of will become impressive, as many will die as children or will die in the womb and so forth. And so in the sense that we have relatively good life and a decent chance at a decent lifespan, we haven't really fallen into the most coarse kind of that degenerate time in terms of lifespan. We can reflect upon the fact that we have, again, a relatively good sort of situation. And although it is the case as well that with these sort of shortening lifespans, there's the ability to have this kind of abrupt death, this sort of sudden death, where one might be young and still be immediately facing that kind of condition. And so, relatively speaking, we have a good kind of circumstance when one looks at this degenerate era as a whole. And then in terms of the sentient beings, the beings in this degenerate time are difficult to tame, difficult to subdue, in the sense that they have stronger afflictions. Even the slightest little thing that is done wrong, the slightest provocation, they are ready to get angry, get jealous, get competitive, get prideful, and so forth. They are filled with all of these really intense afflictions. And so at this time, when sentient beings are more under the control of their afflictions, it is more difficult to sort of subdue and tame them, we can look at, well, as for us, we have a pretty good situation. We are not completely overcome by our attachment or completely overcome by our hatred and anger and so forth. We have the ability to, like, by implementing the advice of Buddhism, actually work with our mind, the ability to tame our mind somewhat. So that is a sign that we are not just totally overcome by our afflictions in a way that we can't use Buddhism in order to improve our mind. So recognizing that in general this is a very degenerate era, we can still see that relatively speaking we have very fortunate circumstances and sort of uplift ourselves in that way. Here, in terms of degenerate afflictions, we've sort of spoken about this with regard to sentient beings, but here, this is really referring to the afflictions not only being sort of predominant in beings, but also their work being stronger, in the sense that they're like almost instantaneous when beings are really in this kind of coarse degeneration in terms of their afflictions. They're ready to give rise to anger and jealousy and attachment and so forth, just almost as if like pressing a button. It's like an instantaneous kind of thing. And so here, when it comes to these last of the two degenerations, afflictions and degenerate views, we should reflect on the fact that we are able to counteract our afflictions in some way. Like we can recognize when we say have strong attachment, we can meditate on or think about unpleasantness. We can use the various kinds of antidotes in the case of anger, like meditating on patience and so forth. We can see in the case of these afflictions, like when someone harms us and we want to get angry, we can see how, oh, this is partly my fault and so forth. And so in this case, we can see that although this degenerate sort of affliction, in this degenerate time, our afflictions are stronger and sort of more able, we have not really fallen into such strong, coarse afflictions that we aren't able to see the faults of them. Although it is really, again, it is described that in general, this time is one in which beings have stronger afflictions and those afflictions do more negative work. We are not necessarily in the worst of that. When you are really under the control of your afflictions, there's no possibility, really. It's extremely difficult to give rise to any sort of virtuous thought, like in the sense that darkness and light obscure each other. Like when you have darkness, you can't have like light. When you turn on light, that gets rid of the darkness. When you have these things that are mutually opposing, that are direct opposites, like virtue and non-virtue, when you are under the control of the afflictions all of the time, it's almost impossible, it's very difficult to give rise to a virtuous attitude. But we have encountered the Dharma, we have thought of virtue, and so in this way, we can recognize, you know what, I'm doing okay in terms of maybe I do have a lot of afflictions, but I'm not in the worst of those kinds of strong, coarse afflictions, such that I can never give rise to a virtuous thought. And in terms of degenerate views, whatever sort of, up until now, since beginningless time, up until now, we have really been under the control of our self-cherishing. This kind of self-cherishing attitude has led to all of the various faults that we have encountered. But yet, in this life, we have encountered the teachings and see the faults of such a self-cherishing attitude. And so we haven't fallen completely into that kind of degenerate view that just thinks only of the self, like is self-cherishing to the point where you don't even have the thought of others and only pursue the aims of that self. And so even though we might still be led by our self-cherishing, to have the opportunity to see the faults of that, to be able to see the sort of downsides, this itself is something that we can use to uplift our mind. Although it is these degenerate times with degenerate afflictions and degenerate views, we maybe have not fallen into into the worst of those. Here, in this way, when we feel discouraged, we should uplift the mind and feel a sort of like kind of a happiness, but not be sort of satisfied with that happiness, but rather recognize that we are practicing in order really to develop this attitude of bodhicitta, really to become a Buddha in order to benefit all sentient beings. So here, we should make the kind of aspiration when we experience good situations, when we experience happiness, sort of make the prayer, make the aspiration that it might be the kind of cause of benefit and happiness of all sentient beings. There are various kind of prayers that encapsulate this attitude that may, whatever sort of happiness that we are experiencing, dedicating that toward becoming the cause of the happiness and benefit of all sentient beings pervading all of space. And so when we are experiencing sort of happiness, or when we feel that kind of satisfaction or something good, we should turn and use that to dedicate it toward the happiness and benefit of all sentient beings. And so too, when we experience difficulties. So when we have difficulties with our physical health, or maybe it is not our physical health, but something with our mental health, we're experiencing some kind of suffering or difficulty, we should really see that as like taking on the burden of the suffering of others. Like by taking on the kind of suffering of others, we make this aspiration, the suffering that we are experiencing may sort of become the cause for eliminating the suffering of all sentient beings. May it eliminate this kind of ocean of the sufferings of others. And so the masters of the past have sort of emphasized that we should at all times meditate on bodhicitta. When we are happy, meditate on bodhicitta, send that kind of happiness out to others. When we experience some kind of suffering, we should sort of take that on as the burden of the suffering of all sentient beings. When we feel sort of prideful even, we should meditate on bodhicitta. If we can incorporate this in all of our practices, really, then they become the causes for those good things. So here, if we are able to generate a little bit of an experience of that such that it can sort of inform or infuse all of our practices, this would be extremely beneficial.
Minye tsing nam tuyebe tse, chakse shen tu tar chas. Ta di, kapsu, nika tongpa ni tu gom, sikir nika di karayasana, gang la, rangi ngajya ka sopoke, ya thambu shibu yi sanpe, ngajya ki yung tuyegi, ngajya di jiyechi, toya sem chungyegi jiyechi. Ya ma sem shumyegi sem shumyechi tuwa, ma sem tu, ta kangka tonya nga tikim di sem shumyegi tuwa, jen tuyegi toya sem ta, Majaga sem ni chungutuna, tinika, tumba ni to gums, what the song, Nika said, Nika de Ganga said, Makere, what tumba ni to gums.
So then it continues with, and meditate on the emptiness of both, and then it goes into when objects of attraction or aversion appear, view them as you would illusions or apparitions. So here, that line of, and meditate on the emptiness of both, what that both is referring to is what came above, where we had pride and discouragement. So when we have a kind of prideful attitude, thinking like, oh, I'm so great, or that kind of inflated attitude, and where it says recall your teacher's instructions, we should deflate that pride in the sense of meditating on the emptiness of that, as well as when we feel that kind of discouragement, we should recollect at both of those as being empty.
Ma, Tombo is and the Machi Che. Any, ma, Tan Kangeton and Chick Tigimindu Yamege, same Shumiagi, Matigimindu Yame, Matiage Niche. Tatin, eh, Kando Shaman, you choose this into it. That you pelletin and Machapati do something, you teach it. Yan Sosotan, this is Matunbeg, Colamin, ma, Kongo Tigitu, Shetan Tigitu, Kongo the Shetan Chibora. What a complicated to Union in case of UDS and his situation. In the Dewala Cardinal, Minyatin of Turbis, and Yamish Randa Minube, Michigi, Signabo Meva. Nature good to Jarab, Signabo, Signabo Turkey, Sixty Ish. That day, not one. What Tezuma would catch away by Yanaya, Tezula Minia, Carchevresana, not Tombany Congress. That company won't go down the carasana, so soke, ma, nyambege, mate, mashiwi, nyambema, malakayan, mintu nyambema. Any desire to save you, chapanji save you, sing yamatus, you tezo. To say, so so that now you do. Tungu be nesuke, you are not singing nangito. Kala, 아야마트바지 요직 남부도 대제바치래 대 당부제바치에 대라 아니 대송래 아 주주치면 나와라 딱배 왜나 말해 봐라 대음이 제마이 송 백이기 동반이 공부를 제발라 당부 각자들 뭐든 무슨 거 임바이나 동반이 공해보는 그 말이 예수 임바이 뒤에 마란주의 동반이 공세의 유지 남용주의 동반이 공세 유지 또 남용주의 강나양 유견차 차시 아 어디 계속 강나양 맞춰봐 축축지도 쓰는 게 도나 어디 각자 대중 나야게 각자 당선이 주밤 대중 나야게 각자 대립다 어디 각자 대면지 어디 대면지 소나 다디 대다베게 각자 디 냠바라 초가데 토 시타 강아 마데베는 수 디나와는 신치 축도와 민도 스타 제바치 다데 제바치에라 아니 남바상게베 슝게나나 그래파 마트스노레 그래파 마바텔라 쳔남지 모라 쳔바 니 지투다가 된지 줄라 쳔바 도시스 메텐지 아 제불라 쳔바 예메 깨고 된지 유대니까 쳔바 아니 무시키고 된지 그래베게 된지 된지 나스노레 다디나네 아무디나네 무조 당보디 디링나베레 디게 무조 그리고 대통령의 동반 예금의 상당히
이번에 연결했습니다.
정말 남아서 티스.
예. So here then this section particularly coming in the next where we have so beginning with and meditate on the emptiness of both and then we have these lines when objects of attraction or aversion appear, view them as you would illusions or apparitions. When you hear unpleasant words, view them as mere echoes. So here, when we have these kinds of situations, including what comes above, like when we have a feeling of pride, we're thinking like, oh, I am so great. Or when we are feeling really discouraged and we think like, oh, I'm nothing. Whatever object we might feel attachment toward, desire toward, so that's three different things. And whatever we might feel like anger or hatred toward, that thing that we feel animosity or aversion toward, or in the situation where someone says some kind of unpleasant words to us, something that we don't want to hear, something that we consider mean or nasty words, we should meditate on all of these things as being empty. Like the I that thinks, oh, I'm so great, this sense of an I in the sense of like, oh, I have nothing. When we look at these things, again, when we examine the sort of objects that we are attached to or that we feel aversion toward, or when we, or when we examine the I in cases of pride or discouragement, when we look at the way that it actually is, when we investigate and analyze, well, does this thing exist in the way that it appears? Like these objects, the I that we have, for example, the I, we feel like, oh, I'm so great, or I have nothing. That kind of I appears to us in a way as though it were not dependent upon anything else. And so we have to, as Shantideva explains, just sort of paraphrasing the verse, that until we sort of contact that object of negation, until we identify that object of negation, we can't properly understand the view. We can't understand what it means to lack that. So identifying the object of negation is the first thing that we need to do. This kind of object appearing to us as though it were not contingent or dependent upon anything else, be that causes and conditions or parts sort of the mind designating it as such, to exist in a way that it is like existent by means of its own characteristics, truly existent, inherently existent. When we have identified the way that things appear to us like that, like this I, as though it didn't depend upon anything else, that it just existed from its own side, we use then various logic to investigate and analyze, well, does such a self that appears to me, or such a thing that appears to me, exist in the way that it appears? And so there are usually five main logics that are taught in order to refute such an appearance. And so the first of those is analyzing the kind of nature of the thing. And this is the logic of one and many. And then I believe the next sort of logic, logical analysis is called the diamond slivers, and that investigates the sort of cause of things. And then there is whether something exists or not, and that is in sort of the we'll go through them as they come up. And then there's the four-cornered argument, and then finally dependent arising. There are five of these main logical arguments. So here, one needs to think in this way, identifying, again, if this I appears to us, is it established in the way that it appears? Does it exist in the way that it appears to us, as though it were kind of not contingent or dependent upon anything else, that it exists from its own side in this way? So here, using the logic of singularity or multiplicity, one could say that, well, if it were the case that, say, this I exists in the way that it appears to me, then it would have to exist either as one, that single thing with the aggregates, or as something different. Because we know that for established things, things that exist, they can only be one or many. There's no other option. So if we have established that it isn't a truly existent single thing, then we can actually extrapolate that to recognize that it's not truly existent as multiples either. But if we say, begin by looking at the sort of Like our body appears to us as like, oh, it's this one single kind of thing. But the body is dependent upon many parts. We have like our hands and our head and the various, like our midsection, our legs and everything. And so when we look at this thing that we call the body, there's nothing that exists separately from those kinds of parts upon which it is designated. But it appears to us in this way as though it is established without any kind of dependency or contingency. Or like the eye, it appears in this way as though it exists, truly exists. But when we look at the various kinds of constituents that make up this eye, it comes from various causes and conditions. There are substantial causes and coordinating conditions. And as well, it is something that is designated upon a collection of parts, the various aggregates of form and feelings and so forth. When we begin to analyze and examine in this way, we can see that the I doesn't actually exist in the way that it appears to us. Introduced to emptiness, when teachers are teaching this to their students, one of the easiest sort of ways to begin with is by looking at like a hand. You know, if you hold up your hand and say, like, well, where is the hand? hand. When we think about that, like the hand exists, there's something that could like slap you. But when you ask, well, where is the hand? You try to locate that within this thing that we call the hand. We look and we try to find, well, is it here? Is it in this finger? Or is it in this finger? Or is it in that finger? And when we look among the various parts, like is it in the palm? Is it in the back there? There's nothing that we can point to and say, this is the hand. Like it doesn't exist in the way that it appears to us when we think of like hand in this way, as though it had some kind of like autonomous existence. When one searches for the thing, when you try to point to, oh, this is the hand, within those various parts upon which it is designated, you can't actually find the thing. And so to search in that way and to not be able to find such a thing in the way that it, existing in the way that it appears, is to find the emptiness of that thing. So when we like search, say for the eye, there is an eye that appears to us, but when we search for it, when we try to find something that we can point to and say, this is the eye, it's equally unfindable. We can't actually find something that we can point to. So here, this verse describes like seeing objects of attraction and aversion as illusions or apparitions. Or seeing, like, hearing words as, like, echoes. And these are used as examples of things that appear in one way, but they don't actually exist in that way. So we see those who, like, to make it a little more modern, put on, like, magic shows. They do all these things in order to have us see something that isn't really there. Like, maybe they're, like, taking out a bunch of objects that couldn't have fit in the space that they seem to be coming out from. Or like having someone like sitting in space, like they take away the chair and the person is still able to sit there and so forth. So we see all of these kinds of things. These are like, these are illusions. They are appearing in one way, but it doesn't actually accord with reality. And so too, when we talk about viewing them as like apparitions, we could think about someone like emanating out thousands of different sort of emanations. But here, to again use a more modern example, we have TVs. We have these pictures that appear to us. And if you're like watching a movie or something and like, oh, there's the hero of the movie. Well, they don't actually exist there. That is just a mere apparition or emanation. It's just a picture. It's not the actual thing. And so these are given as examples of object emptiness in the sense that they appear in one way but don't actually exist in the way that they appear.
Ta nangon nang shi ji ma zhu ba ti de qian bei xia ta zha ni ne quan de ni ge yue ma le ta zha ni quan de mo ni wei tu ta me ge cha de wei me ba de wei xin ta me ba ta zha ni mo ni wei tu me ba ta su na ta ge cha de ma zu ni gu di cha ta che ta lu ni zha zha ni mo ni ba de ma to me ba ma le es me ba cha ma le es ani ko yue wa yin ba yin yang ko le ngue ne yue bu zu ta su na ドンドレスティタクタルフマレスタンアナツケネウメナンラウマレウネネアムチェブレスタクタレマルチェタラマノアニディディスヨブスタブレスタヨワティケデタウスナアニロバタタクサミンギパタクサディジェチェネゲアニヨバチシャエチマトペゲアニイチアコレングネニチュメバアンベテランメバオディディスタブレス That deep pay actually, Ming Taksam Yimbachi, Kendis Havu Tosina, Naranzo, Jagaka Pombo Tesu, Jagaka Pombo Tesu, Tirin Ru Tobare, Tirin Ru Tobare, said Tugi, Lamsan, Tako Pombo Chari, said Ming Lam Ming Tai Bay Tugi, Lamsan Ko Pombo Ya Chako, Ko Ming Taksam Yimbatir. That didn't go to the zone again. Losum to win, and she to win, and to win a lot to do, did joy with Yama Tina. That was since the Maris Ming Taksam since the Maimachata. Ming Taksam, you met the Hamadua. Chon Yenigi, Jarala, Mama, Dan Yeton, Joanna, that Juxum, that Jessica, Jaraku Muira, Mudilla, Tonga Chichi, Mulur Yore, Napia Borsi, Mulur Chiore. Murti ke kadu kadu kala arasana nyema tering ne che tesumu mare lapsha kacha udesha murti khana te laba ne tsuni kungu mai mcha ming tak samsa o tirita 아니 댐 민다섬 세미도 아니 드네게 야 니동 로르스 사바시 브레모티 사바시니기 디 무리 니마 드리네체 니동 아체쇼그레 나도 민다샤데 야 니동 레스 니동 레스 다가즈토데 디엔드게 디넨신 마조 추 겐데지나 다 민당 똑페 똑스타 점지가네 어디데 셰규 임바지 톡스체 상토 스타네 아티스 디자라트웨르 쇼레스인도 지당 동반이스 배가네 카고와
So here, recognizing that phenomena don't exist in the way that they appear, these examples are sort of given. So not being able to find such a thing when we investigate and analyze in the way that it appears, someone might come to the conclusion, well then, is that thing like totally non-existent? Does it just not exist at all? And so here, that would be to fall into a kind of nihilistic extreme. To assert that things have some sort of permanent, lasting existence is to fall into that kind of extreme of permanence. To reify some sort of existence that is not there is that kind of extreme of permanence. But to deny things' existence, even conventionally or even nominally, is falling into that kind of nihilistic extreme. So to say that something is not findable when we search for the thing as it appears, does it exist as it appears, and not being able to find it, that is not the same as asserting its non-existence. The non-findability of that is not asserting non-existence. So here, when we are talking about emptiness, we have to be careful not to fall into either of those extremes. There is not like utter non-existence in the sense that things do exist, but they are merely designated by mind, merely nominally posited or nominally designated. So here, when we talk about what that means for things to be merely designated by name, an easy example to give is like the leader of a country. When we say it's like the day of voting and they're about to be elected, they are not considered to be the leader. But then from the second that vote has taken place and we decide they are elected leader, they're given that name and they exist as the leader merely by that name, merely by designating them as such. And at the end of their term, whenever that may be, they are no longer the leader. It is something that exists merely by designation. And so too, we could give the example of like, whether it was like 2013 or 15, in India, the President Modi declared that they were switching the currency. And so at a certain date, certain currency, like 500 rupee notes, 1,000 rupee notes would no longer be valid currency, and they created some kind of new currency. And so at that point, basically all of those notes that had previously had value no longer were money, no longer had any kind of value. And this is due to the things being existent by mere designation. So these are sort of examples that help us come to some kind of an understanding, but emptiness is, of course, very difficult.
Yes, that is it, to me, right?
So, do we have any questions? Yeah, Ryan.
Are the streams of consciousness the most subtle mind that moves from one life to another? Are they separate and unique?
Various, like sentient beings, right. Individual streams of consciousness.
Yes.
That also. Sem chashe dao yorwa, sem ki gyun di se ngamane se di baldo se chimalo do yorwa, chik yores rwa. Sem che re la so ki sem ki gyun yore rwa. Is that the question? Unique. So you're just asking if they're like separate and
it's relative to the designation of an eye. The stream of consciousness, my stream of consciousness, Aaron, so on and so forth, that which moves from life to life, are those streams of consciousnesses separate and are they unique?
Yeah, so simple. The Simgi Gyun Tade, what?
Yore.
Yore. Yeah.
아직
유닉 섞어졌다.
다시 우리 가르라.
다시 말해 다 신당 만드라고. 먼저 소소소소기 생기 기운데 신당 만드라고. 지기 샘다고 요마라고.
요마라고.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
Did they say yesterday that Tibetan? Misosuke, semi reore, di semti, misosu semti tan, sosu semti, mishen, di semti, jagmar, etc.
So, here, yes, in terms of, and I'm not sure I've fully gotten across the concept of unique, but I think that we can assert that they're, yes, unique in the sense that sentient beings have their own individual kind of consciousness, and we have to sort of contextualize this within the views of other ancient Indian schools that might have asserted some kind of like mind principle. It's like a general sort of mind. It's a permanent self-arisen being. That basically pervades all sentient beings. It's like they're all a part of that one consciousness. And so in distinction to that, Buddhists would assert that no, there's not like one sort of single consciousness, this permanent self-arisen mind entity of which all sentient beings are a part, but rather that each individual sentient being has their own continuum of consciousness. And this is something that has existed since beginningless time. We can't really assert a beginning. And so the number of sentient beings, other than the kind of once one becomes a Buddha, then the number of sentient beings would be reduced. But there's not like a change in the number of sentient beings. So we can't add more sentient beings or really reduce the number except in terms of time and those reaching enlightenment. So yes, I would say that every sentient being has their own sort of separate, unique stream of consciousness.
Oi me ta thue me wena ngarang ge yang ji ka se gore ta ning ji ge thoda ya ning ji ta chen ju sen ta la ti zu gong ba che yu wa ta gong ba ti zu gong song ta yu ta nga ni che tong gu cha che ju che gu la nge ge 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 de chong re ta ge ge se su na ti gi duwe na ma she me me na ne ge na ma se gore Then, kāsāṁ śūpa nāśīṁ kīkērī kṛū kātāyāṁ sērītuā o kyaṁ dūyīnlā mūs pītī kērī kōṁ kētālā jēgī chāngyūgī sēmdāṁ nīñjī kōṁdāṁ tōtāṁ nā jēgī chō tsāma chīngyēgī rūrū tōtāṁ tītē mōngulā rē anālā pār tēnē ngē tēsī tēsī tā kūndī kōngā chīgā kōṁ sāma tāṁ 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 anī shāngā tē tū tāṁ ngē kēkē tē ngā mā shā kēkē tā chōngī mē tū mā yā pē tīm nye kē yō mā rā tā kōngdā nī kū tē tūlō kōngā mā tā kā rā ngā nī kū anī nī kūngā pē pā chō rā sō nā tūlō kōngā mā tā kā अनि शिव मंगोजियां जो ताजे देखें बैगे ताशि मंगोजियां जो चिलोर शिव मंगोटन रोडा शिव मंगोटन रोडे तान्या चंचो सेना निजलो देश कुंगयो नमस्या अनि शिव देशो या नमलोले या चिलो देशो नमलोलो चिलो देशो नमलोलो वो जिन्दे जो मंगोजियो रा अ जिन्दे चेने अनि निजलो देश कुंगयो ती ता निजे ती चे तंबो तो केले यो Nijun Pusu Seyata Wata, Ninji Pusu Seyata, Chuksa Chuksa Rina Rina Rwa Wata Tintu Rumi. Ne Te Jinege, Ne Nga Ta Sera Tetu Ge, Gyawara Machi Ge, Sunju, Dodi Gendang, Changsa Nye Nangsu. Dodi Gendang, Changsa Nye Sunju Ge Nangsu. O Tetu Ge, Ta Jik Changju Sebe Ge, Namjari Ma Gondang Tuzo, Shib Sokwa Shiodwa. O Yimba Yidu Yang, Tetu Tene, Tese Tese Gome Niku, Gom Samtang, Che, Tila Tene Ge, Jik Sosu Tone Ninji, Tse tungpo ta ke ke yo ma dayi na, thala tenpo si tisi bhaksha rup, tisi shaa tu samsa rup jitu ya. Anu samtrin te shaa ye.
So, here, just to share a little bit more about meditating on compassion, I can't claim to have like high realizations of that, but I feel like I have gained some kind of experience meditating on compassion. Here, I think I had spoken previously about some of my teachers. So I had one teacher he was like the first kind of teacher, sort of like your, I don't know exactly how you would translate this, but the one that's like really your sort of like homeroom teacher, but you're actually living there and they take care of your food and your clothing and just sort of taking care of all those things. And then I had my other teacher, Rijun Ganden, who like taught various texts and so forth. So in 1989, my first teacher passed away. And so really at that time, I was engaging in a lot of meditation and not really sleeping very much. I wasn't changing my clothes between the time of night and day. It was sort of like I was meditating or sitting in my bed in meditation and then, you know, getting up, but not really changing clothes for the day. And so at that time, because of that, I got a lot of lice. You know, sometimes the lice would sort of come out of your clothes. And I was trying to, at that time, like meditate on compassion. So when they would come out, I would like put them back on my body. And this was my little practice of compassion during that time. But at that time, I hadn't really had the occasion to learn a lot more, as I would when I went to Sarah J. and received teachings like from His Holiness and so forth on things like the ornament for the sutras and the bodhisattva levels and so forth. And where they discuss in much greater detail the kind of development of bodhicitta and compassion and so forth. But I would like to think that I have laid down a lot of imprints and that you know, there's some sort of imprints of compassion in my mind. So that's a little bit of my story.
Thank you. That is it. That helps us.
Yes. We'll stop there for tonight. We're on time.
Oh, yeah.